I want to talk about not recognizing people.
Okay.
Now, if I have to think of two things about having albinism that really, really annoy me, number one would be not being able to drive, and number two would be not recognizing people. I don't care about the color of my hair. I don't care about not getting a tan. I don't care about any of that. They are the two things that I think annoy me the most. And the reason they annoy me is because, well, the driving one, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the not recognizing people. Because I'm a very cheery, you might not realize this or know it or care, but I'm actually a really cheery, nice, friendly person, quite confident and stuff.
Hang on.
So you're not recognizing that in me, are you?
I've known you for quite a while and I'm not recognizing that in you.
Keep your comments to yourself.
11 years in November, that's all I'm saying.
Is it not? Is it more than that?
No, it's a it feels like a lot more than that. But
Feels like a lifetime.
a whole lifetime. It's only 11 years in November.
Anyway, so you're digressing. Yeah, so I'm a really cheery person and I'm always really happy seeing people, talk to them, just generally conversing and blah 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 blah, get on well with people. And sometimes it's not always appropriate to say, oh, and by the way, because you do not go into a shop, see somebody that lives around the corner from you and have like a minute conversation with them and say about something totally unrelated to anything and say, oh, and by the way, if you see me around, just say hi because I might not see you, I can't see you very well. Not in all situations that isn't appropriate. And I
Yeah.
know that I ignore so many people, and especially neighbours around here, who, everyone else can just look at people and say, oh, hi, hi, hi. And I am that person inside. I just can't do it. And it really, really annoys me. And having a toddler and going to lots of groups, it's just become really, I find it really frustrating in that if there's someone that you know and you not you know that you've got on well with and you can click and the opportunity arises and you say, oh, hi, just if you see me say hi because I'm not being rude, but I don't see very well, blah blah, and that's fine. But a lot of times you just have very surface conversations with people. I don't mean that in a derogatory, everybody does, don't you? Have conversations about, oh, my little one didn't sleep very well last night. Oh, and you talk to someone for a minute and then the child runs off and then you end up talking to somebody else and whatever. And so I've just become really frustrated with the fact that I can't recognize people. I find it frustrating and annoying. And other than saying to somebody, if you see me, say hi, there is absolutely nothing that you can do to overcome the situation unless somebody can tell me something otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think for me, the time when it became most apparent was when I was first went to university. And when I first went to university, you're actually meeting lots and lots of people kind of within a very short space of time, and you're trying to get to know all those people and be friendly to people and kind of make a good impression and everything else, and it's all really important at that time. And I think, obviously when you meet that volume of people, you don't really necessarily even recognize them, even if you're close to them, let alone if you walk past them in the street. And I think I very quickly caught on to the fact that I had to be very upfront and kind of honest. And I know what you're saying, it's not always appropriate to go, hello, I'm Sarah and I'm visually impaired. And if I see you again, I might not recognize you, so you need to say hi. So, I totally recognize that that's just not appropriate all the time. But I did in the first few in the first few weeks of uni, I did actually end up saying that quite quickly to people because I very soon realised that people were gonna take offence. And it was quite interesting because probably about 6 months into being there, a guy who I'd met very early on said to me, "Oh my goodness, I thought you were the most stuck-up, rude person ever." And I said, "How come?" And he said, "Because on the first night, I sat and had a whole conversation with you in a bar, and you were really friendly." And then he said, on two occasions in the following week, you walked straight past me and ignored me.
But then equally, could he not have said hi first?
He could have done, I guess so. But I guess what people do,
They smile and
and they
stuff,
kind of
don't
smile and you make eye contact. And if someone even kind of glances at you and then glances away, you presume that they've seen and recognized you and are
they?
choosing not to speak to you. And I think that's a fair assumption to make. I think particularly for kind of 18-year-olds, I think that's, you know, certainly what would happen. You know, and he totally acknowledged that he obviously knew by then that I was visually impaired. And he said, as soon as he found out I was visually impaired, he was like, oh, I see. That's why she completely ignored me. But I think it's, I think it can be a real problem, and it can be very embarrassing, can't it? And particularly, like, you know, you're talking about kind of neighbours and stuff. Where I live now, actually, I live on a road where everyone kind of knows each other and everyone's very friendly. But again, I, like you, find it very difficult that if I'm walking around the local supermarket and someone says hi to me, I don't know if it's the lady three doors down. Do you know what I mean? And there's no reason they'd know I was visually impaired necessarily. So,
and it's not, and the opportunity hasn't arisen. There are some neighbours around here that know, and because I've told them, because, you know, I've thought it to be the right, you know, it's come up as the right thing to do at the right time and appropriate. But
yeah,
it's just really hard, because if you are a confident person and you are outwardly giving off, you know, all this, all the body language and confidence and information, like, you know, you're very warm and open and talk to me, and I've talked to you somewhere for 2 hours and then I walk past you in the street, that's really hard, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, really hard.
But I don't think, other than saying that little line, oh, if you see me, say hi, because I don't see you very well, I don't think there's...
And unfortunately, I think it's something that it's... It's just something that you have to sacrifice. And I suppose it's knowing the right times with the right people to kind of really stand up and say, do you know what? Yeah, I'm, you know, if you see me around, please do say hi. I won't see you. And I think certainly with my neighbours on the street, because I think my partner kind of had it commented to him a few times that I'd basically ignored them. And he actually was very quick to say, oh, no, she's partially sighted. Bless her. Give her a bit of slack. No, he didn't say it like that. But obviously, you know, he says, oh, no, she's partially sighted and she won't see you. You need to speak to her. You know, and people do. I think it shows that when people do know you're visually impaired, then they are totally prepared to come up to you and say, oh, hi, Sarah. You know, it's such and such. Or, you know, or not even tell you, but, you know, just say, oh, hi, Sarah, how are you doing? Rah, rah, rah. Or even touch you on the shoulder or whatever. You know, my friend's partner, his particular favourite one is to just barge into me and test. Goes for a laugh.
I think it's always a good one, yeah.
Which makes me always jump, and he's like, ha. I think unfortunately it's probably, other than like telling people, it's probably a fairly unsolvable problem,
yeah,
isn't it? It's just really
those are the two things. The not being able to drive in my current stage of life, I frustrates the heck out of me. And the fact that I'm a really sociable person, and yet in some situations it just isn't right, because I know that, I'm sure there's lots of people around here that have given up on me because they think that I'm really rude. And there is actually an advantage to having a child though, because quite often my little man, he'll go, oh, that's such and such from far away.
So he's older.
Yeah, he is. So then I know who it is or whatever, so he's already given me a heads up. So he clearly doesn't know he's doing
nice
that, but yeah, so we'll have children and then I'll help you do that then.
I'll do that for you. That's probably the only way forward, isn't it? It's the only way forward.
Have a child.
I had one the other day, actually. It was quite funny. This guy came up to me and spoke to me in the pub, and he was being really familiar with me, like really friendly towards me. And I was like, oh, you're talking to me like you know me, so I must know you. Do you know what I mean? The way he was talking to me, he knew who I was, and I just couldn't work it out at all. And so I carried on the conversation. It took me about like 5-10 minutes to work out who it was. And I did know him, and it was fine, but he was a teacher from school. I was chatting away and stuff, and then I worked out who he was, and I had to like stop myself from going, oh my God, it's you!
All right, well, if you've got any solutions to this dilemma that I really don't know what they could be, but if you have, email us thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter @whitenoiseshow, or we have a page on Facebook, just do a search for The White Noise Show. So that's it from me, goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Bye.
Trust me, you're just like me. Did you just fall off the chair? Sounds like.
I didn't just fall off the chair.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious. I reckon you should do that. Each podcast, like, have a secret bit at the end.
And if someone listens for long enough, they'll find it.